Well, this is a significant announcement, and as people will be aware, this has been an ongoing negotiation between the Minister and the ECB to try and turn this debt, basically, or this repayment into a bond, a long-term bond. And what it effectively means that the 3.6 billion euro that was owed will not have to be paid at the end of the month, and that is very, very significant for, number one, our exchequer. It eases our long-term debt sustainability quite significantly, and it also paves a way for Ireland returning to the markets at a different level. Now, when that will happen will be another story, but it does make it significantly, makes the outlook significantly more positive.
But it still doesn't find a long-term solution to the debt at IBRC?
It certainly doesn't, and if we go back to the what happened, which was formerly Anglo-Irish and now IRBC, we were looking at a debt of 31 billion. That was what was signed up to, and over time that turned into a debt of 47 billion. And I think we would be naive to think that after today's announcement that this has solved all of our problems. It certainly hasn't. However, it is a significant move in order for us to find a wee bit of breathing space to ensure that we do ease our long-term sustainability from a debt point of view. And what it also does is it eases the momentum and the pace of us returning to the market, and that is critical because while we still have to fill the hole, a 15 billion euro hole in terms of our deficit, this won't have a direct relationship to that. But our job here is to try to bring down our debt. A lot of people do understand the level of debt that we have at a sovereign level. They know it from their own domestic households. They know it from a business point of view. And the crippling debt that we do have has to be an ongoing negotiated program of work. And I'm happy that this is starting to happen in a very positive way. And I think Michael Noonan's work at a European level is starting to pay off. It's going to be a slow process. But as I said at the outset, this is to be welcome in terms of easing our long-term debt sustainability. And that's a big, big job that we have to continue to be focused on.